Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 333. Today our topic is bronchial muscles. There are a lot of similarities with the laryngeal muscles which we studied for the last 3 days. We studied bronchial mucosa earlier under the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. The wall of the bronchi and the bronchioles consists of not only the epithelial mucosa but also a layer of smooth muscles and striated muscles. The smooth bronchial muscles are derived from the endoderm and are controlled from the midbrain. Our today's discussion is mainly about the striated part of the bronchial muscles that have their origin from the new mesoderm and are controlled from both the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. The function of the bronchial muscles is to alter the lumen of the bronchial tubes to increase the airflow during the process of breathing. Let us consider the brain level control of the bronchial muscles in detail. I already told you they have two control centers in the cerebrum. The trophic function of the muscle or the nutrition of the tissue is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the contraction of the muscles is controlled from the motor cortex but from the right side of the temporal lobe. The control center of the bronchial muscles is positioned next to the brain relay of the bronchial mucosa, exactly across from the brain relay of the laryngeal muscles in the left side of the temporal lobe. Because of its importance in the breathing motions, I am repeating an important point here. Please do not forget this. The inhaling action is controlled from the bronchial muscle relay on the right side of the motor cortex part of the temporal lobe, and the exhaling action is controlled from the laryngeal muscles relay on the left side of the motor cortex. What is important to be noted here is that normally these two breathing motions are in balance, and this balance can be changed with a biological conflict that might involve one or two of the brain relays. Now let us learn the biological conflict linked to the bronchial muscles, the most important point in the study of the SBS of the bronchial muscles. As in the case of the laryngeal muscles, the biological conflict linked to the bronchial muscles is the same as for the bronchial mucosa, namely a male territorial fear conflict or a female scare fright conflict, depending on one's gender, laterality, and hormone status. We can observe the details of it in the study of the bronchial asthma constellation, as we studied laryngeal asthma yesterday. What distinguishes the conflict linked to the bronchial muscles from that of the bronchial mucosa is that it is related to the muscle tissue, and therefore the additional distress can be of not being able to escape, not being able to react or act, feeling rooted to the ground or petrified, or feeling stuck as in the case of any other skeletal muscles of the body. We will study later that the conflict related to the movement of the muscles is a motor conflict of not being able to move or feeling stuck. Even though explained while discussing the SBS of the laryngeal muscles, because of its importance, I am repeating here the list of affected organs in relation to various individuals of varying gender, laterality, and hormone statuses, and the corresponding biological conflicts. You have to learn them well and prepare them in a tabular form. It will be useful for your future reference and study. Please attend. In the case of a right-handed male with normal hormone status and with the territorial fear conflict, his bronchial muscles will be affected. In the case of a left-handed male with a normal hormone status and with the territorial fear conflict, his laryngeal muscles will be affected. In the case of a right-handed male with low testosterone status and with a scare-fright conflict, his laryngeal muscles will be affected. In the case of a left-handed male With low testosterone status and with scare-fright conflict, his bronchial muscles will be affected. Now coming to the case of females. In the case of a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a scare-fright conflict, her laryngeal muscles will be affected. In the case of a left-handed female with normal hormone status and with a scare-fright conflict, her bronchial muscles will be affected. In the case of a right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial fear conflict, she will have her bronchial muscles affected. In the case of a left-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial fear conflict, her laryngeal muscles will be affected. Here it may be noted that in the case of left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the other brain hemisphere. We break here for today to continue tomorrow again with the SBS of the bronchial muscles. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.